Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 4th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, and here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers End content. We are looking for our next featured patron, so head over to patreon.com/thegamersin and support the show directly to get a shout out all month long. On the Gamers Inn this week, I don't know if we're going to talk about it on the show, but I've got a few more things to say. I'm still enjoying Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and I'm actually thinking of picking up the expansion pass. Here's the thing, from what I've been able to gather, the expansion pass adds... Really, you're buying the expansion is called Torna, the Golden Country. So, and it is a prequel. It's set 500 years before Xenoblade. It's got some characters and whatnot from the main game. So I think that's the main point of buying it, which would be obviously would be something I play after finishing Xenoblade Chronicles 2. But there's also some other stuff. There's like some extra bonuses, like more resources and a rare exclusive blade that you get through the expansion pass, which I could use right off the bat. So I'm not too sure. It's about $40. I kind of feel like I'm in on the game now. It might be worth pre-purchasing it just to have the Golden Country stuff to play afterwards. So I'm kind of on the fence, and really what it comes down to is like, I'm really enjoying the game, so it might be nice to have like the little bonuses and the little extra content that they offer you, like the blades and stuff. So I'm probably gonna pick it up. Anybody, let me know if it's not a good thing to do, but I think it is the right choice because I am enjoying it so much and I don't want to stop playing. So I feel like if I invest a little more in it, I'd be like, okay, now I have to keep going. But I have been having a lot of fun with it. And another thing to throw out there, I think the side quests, they're not very good. And I could be wrong, but I feel like the content differs so much between the main quest and the side quest, because the main quest is like animations, cutscenes, full voice acting, and then you get to the side quests, and they're more sort of just dialogue boxes popping up, and it's fetch quests, and it's really go here, do this thing, come back, do this other thing. Some are a little more involved than others. Some are as simple as like, go pick this thing up, go talk to that person. And it doesn't feel as exciting as the main quest. So I've really been enjoying the game while bouncing through the main quest. And I've been clearing out some side quests to kind of build up my development level and stuff, just to basically have new missions to do for the merc groups to run. But I am enjoying the main content. And I think if I find myself starting to... you know, lag behind and not want to play, I think I might just go back to focusing on the main content, because the side quest stuff has really not been doing it for me. And if I'm wrong, if there's some really good side content that I'm probably going to miss by ignoring it, but it feels like so far the stuff I've been doing hasn't been as fun as the main stuff. The main stuff's been really killer, just like from one boss battle to one cutscene to the next, and it's really cool. So I'm enjoying that. So, and I know the expansion pass comes with a bunch of new side quests to do, and that's not really why I would buy the expansion pass. It's really for all the extra bonuses and the ability to play, essentially the expansion, which is really what I'm looking forward to. But on the note of playing a bunch of Xenoblade, I've been on the fence for Pokemon Snap and Returnal. Now, Pokemon Snap is one of those games that I was probably like not going to pick up right away, or at all for that matter. I think my nostalgia of playing Pokemon Snap on N64 comes from the lack of, you know, Pokemon games on a console, the fact that you could take pictures and print them out as stickers at Blockbuster. Like, there's a lot about that memory of that game. And I don't even think I owned it. I think I rented it. And I just kept renting it. And then when I'd go to Blockbuster to return the game, I'd print my stickers. So, like, that was my time with Pokemon Snap. And I hear that new Pokemon Snap has like a lot more features, is a little more modernized, so it would be fun to play. And I know the kids would dig it because it's essentially just like one big Pokemon, you know, field trip. But not currently on my radar right now. For Returnal, I've been just hearing a lot of great things. You know, the description of Returnal being a mix of Metroid and Control sounds really rad. Void in our Discord, he ran down all the things he really liked about it. And you should certainly check out that rundown, because I think he did a good job of sort of summarizing his thoughts. And I think he just posted recently that he finished, or at least got credits, which I understand there is a post-credit ending that you can earn. But for me, the big killer is I think there needs to be a little bit more development done on that game. Just the prospect of having no autosave. So, you know, for most folks, it's like, oh, if my, you know, PlayStation crashes, or I want to switch to a different game, or if I want to watch Netflix, and then that sends Returnal out of the background queue. I find my PlayStation 5 has been really touchy with that stuff. You know, oftentimes I'll come back and like there's been an update to a game that was running. You know, I always save Valhalla before I put my PS5 in rest mode, because you just can't trust that stuff. It hasn't been reliable. I know I've heard the Xbox Series X stuff is really, really good. Like when you think there's no way this is going to work and it does, I think you can even unplug the Series X and it'll still keep, you know, your state saved. Now, that was like a pre-launch sort of talk. I don't know if that's something that I wouldn't advise it, but it's something I had heard. And I just want to wait. You know, Hades can do it. It doesn't ruin the experience of Hades that it auto-saves. So I want Returnal to have that feature. I think as a gamer who has limited time to play and hearing of 90-minute runs, that's essentially, I can only do one run and I wouldn't be encouraged to start another. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go do something else now, even though I might feel, oh, one more run, or but I'm going to start another run. That was always how I played Hades. I'd do like one or two full runs and then I would stop in any room I wanted to. And that's what I'm looking for. And I know the developers have said they're looking into implementing some changes, not necessarily confirming that there would be saves, but looking at options. So I want to see where that goes before I commit. But there is a lot of other stuff going on. As I mentioned, Xenoblade has kind of gotten its claws into me. I don't want to move away from it, because if I do, I'm going to forget how to play, and I don't want that, because it was a hassle getting back into it. So I want to finish that up. I am reading through the Ask Iwata book. It's a book, half compilation of interviews that he did, both with developers and with this Japanese blog. I think he was friends with the editor or one of the writers there. Anyways, it's a really interesting book looking at the sort of, it's not just about, you know, he was a president of Nintendo and his management style, but also he's a programmer. And I really like the stories that I've been reading about, you know, being a programmer and applying his love of problem solving to management and all that. So it sounds like a dry book, but honestly, it's a really interesting read, especially if you're a big fan of Nintendo and the Iwata years. So check that out. It's available now. Plus, I did get a chance to play the extended Resident Evil Village demo, so I'm going to share my thoughts on playing the castle portion of that, as well as the village portion. That demo is available now, but it's a limited window until the release of the game. I think it goes until the 7th or the 9th. It might run a little bit past the launch of the game, so make sure to check that out if you're interested in trying it. News, man, by the time we go to record Gamers In, there will probably be a plethora of stuff to talk about when it comes to the Epic versus Apple trial. As of this recording, they just had their first day in trial, so we'll keep an eye on that. Lots of stuff coming out of there. We'll talk about the high-level stuff, the more interesting tidbits to come out of there. But right now, it's pretty dry. So there's some fun stuff in there, but it's again, pretty dry still. Looking over at Summoner's Call, we got more details on the version update coming on May 6th, plus a new legendary hero, which is Sigurd. And we continue our Three Houses for Game Club route. We're playing through the Claude route, and we're so close to part two. We actually just finished a point that starts to lead into new story that I haven't experienced yet. So having played through the Black Eagles route with Edelgard, playing through from a different perspective has been really interesting in this specific chapter we did, which was chapter 11. And you'll know that moment. If you remember that game, it's in the Holy Tomb. There's that the unmasking of a certain character, so I've said too much. We'll be starting chapter 12 next week, which leads into part 2 next week. This week we talked about chapter 11. Looking at upcoming releases, Resident Evil Village is coming to PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on May 7th. Assassin's Creed Valhalla gets its first DLC expansion, Wrath of the Druids, coming on May 13th. Mass Effect Legendary Edition is coming on the 14th. Days Gone is coming to PC on the 18th. Miitopia is coming to the Switch on May 21st. And finally, Biomutant coming to the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on May 25th. That is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have yourselves a great week.